Monday, 6th of April, Tesla Nissan, first day Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chol HaMoed Pesach, Rabbi Kiva, Yafa Schlesinger, Nyon Yoyim.
We are now in these days of Chol HaMoed Pesach, which the Yom Tov in Pesach, like every Yom Tov, has his special rule, his special tafkid, his special strengthness. The koyach from Pesach is a koyach which everybody can strengthen. Is emune in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, emune not only in knowledge, to know that everything what happens here on this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides everything, not know the knowledge of it, but to feel it, to live it, to live with Emunah. Emunah should be a part of us. Emunah should be mushrish in all our vorim, the limbs. And live with Emunah. The Zohar HaKadosh says that matzah is matzah de mehemnuse. It's a meichle de mehemnuse. It's a food who brings in Emunah in a person. Matzah has a koyach when we eat this 7 days matzah. It brings in a person a koyach of Emunah, not only as everybody knows that Pesach is a yonte from Vigadto Levincho. We want to put and transmit Emun in our children. Which is true. Which is true. And it's a big part in Pesach. But Pesach has a koyach to transmit Emun in ourselves. The Torah says, in Parashas Boi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, the man to sape, boz ne bincho, ben bincho, es asher es alalt be Mitzrayim, and the Sforma Medagdik, the Talpid Digduk, the Torah needs to say, if you're going to say your children, your grandchildren, everything what happened in Mitzrayim, Sasher is allowed to Mitzrayim, Ve'yodu ki ani Hashem. They, the children, the grandchildren, will know that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world. What does it mean, Vidatem? You will know that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam on the world and he did everything. There is a word from the first Belzerov, Sar Sholem. He said, who was the first person who gave over Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim for his children? Everybody saw and everybody was there in Mitzrayim in the time when the Makkas happened, in the time when Klausel went out from Mitzrayim. Who was in Klal Yisrael who was not there? The only one was the two children from Moshe Rabbeinu. They were not there. They were with the grandfather in Midian with Yisrael. And when Moshe Rabbeinu came the first time and met his shver with his two children, he started to say, "Vayisaper Moshe lechoisnoi eskol asher osu Hashem lekim leYisrael amoi." Everything what happened there, Moshe Rabbeinu said, the first time Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim was Moshe Rabbeinu. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring such an oifen, the mitzvah for Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, that the first Mesapur should be Moshe Rabbeinu? Because Moshe Rabbeinu is the man from Klal Yisrael, from the beginning from Klal Yisrael, from when Klal Yisrael became a Klal Yisrael, which happens in Mitzrayim, was the Hishavus from Klal Yisrael. Klal was born in Mitzrayim. The nation of Klal Yisrael happened through Mitzrayim. And when we came out, Moshe Rabbeinu was our manik till today. Moshe is Pashtus Bechol Dor Vedor. The koyach from Moshe Rabbeinu, because he gave over the first time Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim, he had this power to put in us a koyach of Emunah, that every father, every person, in all the doiros, all the generations, when he will transmit this Sipur Yetzis Mitzrayim for his children, His words will make a roshem. His words will have a power to put in emunah in Klal Yisrael. Why? Because ourselves, we all people who want to give over Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we received the koil from Moshe Rabbeinu to give over the Sipur, because he was the first Mesaper, and he gave over a koil for every Mesaper, for everybody who says the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has the koil to give over the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Says the Belzerov, Leman Tesaper, you Moshe Rabbeinu, Boaz Nebincho, you should be the first Mesaper, Boaz Neben Bincho. Everything what happened there. V'yidatem, you all mesaprim, you all people are going to give over and transmit. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim yourself will be stronger and clearer in knowledge. V'yidatem k'ani Hashem. But v'yidatem, das is not only knowledge, as we said in the beginning. Das, it's called ischabrus. Das is to be connected with the Ribbono Shel Olam. To understand that emunah is not only to know, the knowledge is not enough. Everybody knows there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world. But not everybody lives with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not everybody understands that everything what happens here, every movement, big or small it could be, is everything comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is called emunah in the yevorim, emunah in the whole body for a person to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chassam Sofer in his drosha says on Pesach that people think that they can't understand what the Torah says. The Torah gave us Tariyag mitzvahs. A lot of the Dina Torah are mitzvahs which are chukim. We can't understand everything. Shatnes, Boradume, as Rashi brings. But which is the most clearest mitzvah, which everybody will say, understand the mitzvah. Or let's call it, which is the mitzvah which the Torah told us the most clear why I'm telling you to do this mitzvah. Says the Chassam Sofer, the mitzvah is matzah. Everybody understands, matzah happens because we came out from Mitzrayim. And Lehispur Tekshav said Lahachmitz, we didn't have time to bake it, and it became matzah, not chometz, and therefore we're eating matzah, like the Balai God said, as we said in the two nights of Pesach. But tell the philosopher it's a mistake. It's not correct. If this would be the reason, Yoim Marno, says the philosopher with his loshen, Yoim Marno Ho'oimer, should tell me this person and explain me, why can't we eat matzah shel bikurim? Why can't we be yoitze with a matzah which is made from such a chitim from bikurim? Because not nechal bechol moishov, as the Gemara says in Pesachim. You can't eat bikurim only in Yerushalayim, and you can only be yoitze matzah which you can eat in any place. You can only be yoitze matzah with such a kind of chitim that can become chometz, and you was careful on it, and became only matzah. You can't be yoitze with such a sort kind of matzah which can't happen to be chometz. Why is it like this? In Mitzrayim, did we be careful to take just such a kind of chitim that can't become chometz, or it shouldn't be bikurim? All these halachos, why are all these halachos in Korban Pesach, in matzah? Again, Avraham Avinu gave for the malachim, Chazal says, Toys brings Rosh Hashanah, matzahs. Ugois matzahs he gave to eat for the malachim, for the three malachim who came to him. Why did he give matzahs? Pesach oyo. Which Pesach? Which Golus Mitzrayim? Which Geulah was then? What happened then? Why did they give matzahs to eat for this malachim? Lloyd? Offer matzahs by Yochelu. Oh, so you also understand that they give matzahs. How comes in matzahs? Matzahs, the Torah says, only because the history of Tzechav and Lahachmet. Only because we went out from Mitzrayim and there was no time to bake it. Says the Chassam Sofer, you should know that matzah has a time komus. There is a sod in matzah. Why these 7 days from Pesach, when you eat matzah, it's like a gewaltige mitzvah, which we don't know the time. We don't know what the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts in the bria, that these 7 days we can't eat chometz. And a Yiddish person must eat only matzah, like the Kehanim and Beis Hamikdash, the whole year round, couldn't eat chometz, only matzah. All the menochas were matzah. Kehan and Beis Hamikdash, they have Kedusha, they eat matzah the whole year round. We, Klal Yisrael, can't survive can't go through this world with not having every year in these days 7 days of matzahs. And what's the reason? Nobody knows. And if a person, said I'm sorry for, doesn't believe what I'm saying now, he's a koifer be'ikr. That's the Rosh Hashem sorry for. He does not have the real emunah in the Torah Hashem. He thinks that what he sees, he understands, and that's what he believes, and what he does not see, what he does not understand, he doesn't want to believe. This is not called emunah. A person, said Rosh Hashem, who will not believe that the real reason of matzah is not understandable. It's a time comes, it's a thought for us. But we can see it from Mamre Chazal, that Avraham Avinu gave for the Malachim Matzahs. Matzah was something much before Mitzrayim. Said that in Soifel, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that we can't survive without these 7 days with Matzah, he turned the whole story from Yetzias Mitzrayim, it should happen in these days. And like this, we will eat Matzah in these days. But not that because we went out from Mitzrayim, therefore we're eating Matzahs. No, it's the contrary. Because we need to eat matzahs in these days, HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned over the store of the Sipritis with Tzraim and we went out in these days to be able to eat matzahs in these days. To arrive to the Tachlis, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from Bris Oilam, to eat matzahs in these days. Says the Chassam Soifel, the Roshe, this son who comes to the Seder, but he's still a Roshe, and we all hope to turn him over by the Seder night and to make from him a Chochom. But still when he asks his question, this is his question. Explain me why matzah has so many lows. If matzah, the only reason is because we went out from Mitzrayim and we couldn't bake chometz and it had to be matzah, why can't we eat matzah for Bikurim? Why can't we eat matzah ba'aninus? Why all these lows? What the Chazal said that matzah can't be from every kind of chitim. Why is it like this? And he doesn't want to believe it, what we said now. Because he doesn't want to believe only what he understands. What is high of his knowledge, he does not believe. Said the Chassam Soifel, ulefi shehoitzis atzum min haklal, because he does not want to believe what I'm going to tell him now. Kofar be'ikir. He's koifer in the ikir atam for matzah. He's koifer in the main reason why we eat matzah. He thinks because we went out from Mitzrayim. No, the main reason because these 7 days are royal to be matzah, and these 7 days brings in a matzah, the memnusa. It brings in a munah, reboi v'shel oilam, through these 7 days eating matzah. And this Rosh doesn't want to believe. And what are we saying? Says the Baal HaGadol. We're telling him, Bavu zeh, also Hashem li betzeis in Mitzrayim. Bavu zeh, because we need to eat matzah these 7 days, therefore also Hashem li betzeis in Mitzrayim. Therefore we went out in these days from Mitzrayim. Not because we went out from Mitzrayim, therefore we're eating matzah. It's opposite. It's because we need to eat matzah in these days, because matzah is such a code, such a power. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from Mitzrayim in these days, and like this we're going to arrive to the Tachlis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one for which we need matzah in these days. This is the salt which a person needs to know. That when he does not understand, then starts emunah. When he sees and understands, so he's understanding what's emunah. Emunah means believing. Believing is without seeing. So when he does not understand, he does not see, then starts emunah. The Chochom comes to the God and asks, Mohoedus v'achukim v'amishpotim ashtiv Hashem alukeinu eschem. V'afatu emurloi, kilches ha-pesach, ein maftir nachar ha-pesach ha-fikoimun. The question from the Chochem is hard to understand, and the answer even harder. The Chochem is a real Chochem. He's not a Chochem which we call today everybody Talmud Chochem. No, not everybody is Talmud Chochem. It takes a long time to become a Talmud Chochem. And the Chochem of the Baal HaGadol, which the Baal HaGadol gives a stamp, Chochem, he is a Chochem. And he asks Moedos v'achukim v'amishpotim. He does not know. He didn't learn Masech Tepsochim. He didn't know the psukim, the parshas boy. Every psukim what we're going to read here, Chol HaMoed, on the Yom Tov Pesach, he knows everything. What is his question exactly? Mohoedus v'achukim v'amishpotim v'ashutziv Hashem alekeinu eschem. And what do we answer him? One particular halach in Hilchskom Pesach, in Maftir Nachar Pesach, couldn't we find any other answer in Hilchskom Pesach? And with this we answer him his big question, what happens here with this Chochem? Could be the pshat is like this. The Gemara Moed Kotten Tezayin says, on the Poskei Shir HaShirim, Chamukei Yerechaich. Chazal telling us, מה ירח בסייסר? אף דברי תוירה בסייסר. היפ is בסייסר, ירח is בסייסר. דברי תוירה are uncovered. דברי תוירה, sorry, are covered. דברי תוירה are covered. They have a coverage. They are בסייסר. They are not open for everybody. There is something here in Torah which is covered. And we need to find it. Comes there a flaw in a few places. Parshas Boy, in the Akdomen, on a flaw in Ksubis. The flaw says more than Gezachem. The flaw says like this. Sometimes we will find two people learn the same Daf Gemara. The first person will learn the Gemara. He understands. It's good. Today we have art school, everything. Gewaldig. We understand everything. The other one comes, learns the same Daf Gemara. He comes somewhere, he can't understand Pshat in the Gemara, he gets a kasha here, he can't continue. Till his mind a bit more and more and more. He finds his talent, he understands something now, and he went. He continues. A person can think, the first one who learns with no kashas, he's a lam, he understands straight with the Gemara, he knows what he's talking. The other one has kashas, still arrives to the glad of Pshat, the Teret, he's not such a gewaldig Talmid Chacham, nicht gefährlich, the first one's much better. Truthfully, it's not like this. A kasha, when somebody has something which is hard to understand for him, not himself has the kasha. It's not himself who brings out a difficulty in understanding something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends them a difficulty. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to send them a difficulty. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his friends, which for these people, he wants to give over something deeper in the Torah. Something to understand more than the first person who learned with no difficulties, with no hardness, with no kashas. He will not find in the Torah what the second person finds in the Torah when he learned and it was hard something, he had a kasha, and he was ma'ayin, and he found the tablets. This ankus, this deepness, which the second one find, the first one did not find. And this whole reason why Kodesh Baruch sends a kasha, he sends something to be hard for a person, is only because Kodesh Baruch wants to give him the answer. And he wants to give him specially a present, you will get a special answer, a deepness in the Torah, which the first one will not get. And this is called Divrei Torah Abseiso. Divrei Torah are not open for everybody. You need to find this. And not everybody will find it. Only the person who HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him this present, he will send him a kasha and he will find this answer. And don't think that's only in Torah. Comes the Afloh and says, in every part in life, in Avodas Hashem, the Afloh says clearly, in Emunah Ribono Shel Olam, a person sometimes has kashas. He has questions. Why? Why could the Baruch Hu send for me such a thing? Why did this happen for me? Not always are we lucky that the whole life should go through with no problems, with no difficulties. And most time, by everybody, there is a period in life which we need to carry something very heavy. And we should know that when it comes these times, that it comes a bit of difficulties, we shouldn't be worried. Adrab, this kasha, what we have, why, will bring us an answer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to put in a person a tiefer emunah, a much stronger emunah in Ribono Shel Olam. A much stronger bitochen, Ribono Shel Olam, which can only come to a nisoyen, to a hard pathway, to go through something which is heavy to carry, and through this way you'll get it, to understand where the Ribono Shel Olam is with you, and to understand the emunah, the emes emunah, to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in these times. And this is a big present which only this person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wants to give him a stronger yediyah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he will send him such difficulties because he wants to give him an answer. He wants to give him something much stronger. You will see very interesting. The Gemara a lot of times after a Mishnah asks on the Tanna from the Mishnah, there's a steer from the Reisha till the Seif from the Mishnah. In the Reisha you say like this, and the Seif in the Mishnah is opposite. comes the Gemara, the Gemara says, Chesure Mechsere Vehochiktone. You have to add something here in the Mishnah, two lines, and now you will understand the whole Mishnah. Why did the Tana say such a hidden Mishnah? Say clearly, put in these two lines. Why does need the Gemara to come and say, you know, we don't understand the Mishnah? So, okay, now I'll answer you. Chesure Mechsere Vehochiktone. The answer is, the Tana from the Mishnah, the Tanoim, went on the same system that the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam gave the Torah in such a face that you should have sometimes questions. You should not understand always. You should find that only after the question you will arrive to the Divrei Torah B'Seisa. The Tana from the Mishnah also goes in the same ways. He does not want to give a Mishnah for everybody clear, because not everybody has the schus to understand every Mishnah. And if you will learn the Mishnah, and you will ask the question, you will get the answer. You will arrive to the answer. You'll understand the Mishnah till the end. But only for this person who asks this question. Therefore, sometimes, Chesure, Mechsere, Verhochiktone, comes the floor and says, B'Shem Dariya Kodesh. Chamukei is Rosh Teves, Chesure, Mechsere, Verhochiktone. Chamukei Yerechaich, Divrei Torah B'Seisar. This is Chesure Mechsere. Sometimes something is missing, but you have to understand it, Verhochiktone, and then you will arrive and understand everything what says in the Mishnah, and the same thing is in every part of the Torah, and as the Aflora says, in every part of the life. And the Aflora says, this means Chazal in the Agoda, Keneged Darabo Bonim Dibro Torah. Echot Chochom, Echot Rosh, Echot Tam, Ve'echot Shem De'alishev. We have four kinds of people. The Chochom and the Tam both have questions. The Chochom have a deeper question. The Tam doesn't have such a big question, but still have a question. He's not such a Tam. He's learning and has a question. The Chochom gets an answer, a deeper answer, because his question was stronger. He will find something even deeper in the Torah. The Tam who asks a plain question will get the answer, not so deep as the Chochom, but still will get the answer, which not everybody will get it. Then Eino Yedea Lishel is a big London, but conscious he does not have. He learns and understands everything. The Eino Yedea Lishel. He did not receive the spread from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to ask a question. Because God does not want to give him a deeper understanding in the Torah. Therefore he's not asking any question. Not because he's not understanding. He understands very well. But he learns alone. And this life, he's guiding his life without any difficulties. And he thinks that he has the most happy life. It's not like this. The Reini Yedea Lishel does not get the Emunah Ribbono Shel Olam as it needs to be by the Chochom. The Chochom is much deeper. The Roshe, he is here to ask questions, and the Ribbono Shel Olam does not want to give him answers. Haliteo le Roshe veYomois. If he asks questions, as the says, Kofa beIker, you don't believe, you don't get any answer. You will get only questions. The Aflora says with this pshat in the post, what we say every day, Magi Dvorov leYakov, Chukov veMishpotov leYisrael. We know that Yisrael and Yankiv are two madregas in Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is the higher madrega, Yankiv is the lower madrega in Klal Yisrael. Magid Devoro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Torah to Yankiv for everybody. Everybody can learn the Torah. But it's not on the deepest way, the Torah, because there's no questions here. He learns and understands everything. It's Magid Devoro to Yankiv. When it comes to Chukov Umishpotov, in the beginning, he has a chok. He learns, and suddenly, he can't understand. What's the reason here? What's going on? It's a chok. I don't understand what's going on. It's a law. Umishpotov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him an answer. Le Yisrael. The higher madrei in Klal Yisrael is this chelik in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give him in the beginning chokim, kedei to bring him later on the mishpotim, to understand something much deeper than the Yankee, which did not understand this deepness in the Torah, or this deepness in Emunas Hashem. But, loy also chen lechol goy. This chukim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not give for every goy. For them he sends chukim, kashes, umishpotim ba'al yidom. They will not get any answers. They will only stay with the chukim. This is the Roshe. Maybe the Chochom comes, and his question is, Mohoedus, v'hachukim v'hamishpotim, ashtziva Hashem elokeinu eschem. He wants to understand this peace in life. Why do we go through sometimes chukim u'mishpotim? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world in such a kind of way that a lot of time a person sees something in his life which is a chok, He does not understand. We came to Mitzrayim. We came out from Mitzrayim at the end of the day. We had the Geula. But why did we need the Golus Mitzrayim? What was the Sibah and the reason for Golus Mitzrayim? He wants to understand the whole concept on what's going on in this world. Why is sometimes a person goes on chukim? And this is his question. Why does it happen like this? And he's a mamin. He knows that all the chukim, all the questions that come from Kodesh Baruch Hu. The whole hanhoge on this world comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu. But he wants to understand why does it need to go through this way? And we answer him and we're telling him, because we're a mamin, you should know that when we see a chok, you should not ask questions, why did this happen? Because you should know that this happens only for your good. Me'itel Yosei Tzayarov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not come out any bad for anybody in Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us only good. There's no way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to hurt a Yiddish man. There's no such thing. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu does need to bring in this world a hanhog sometime, which is hard to go through, it's only for our benefit. It's only because we're going to arrive to a deeper Havonah Yedi V'idatem Keni Hashem. And that's why we answer for the Chochem with telling him, why can't we eat after Korban Pesach? Comes to his Pesachim Kufchof and says, Shelo Yetze Meshulchon Raboi Roy. We should not come out like we ate now Korbonis and we're still hungry. It's not nice, it's not ethic that you eat from a Boshim's food and you should say afterwards, I'm still hungry. So therefore, eat it on the last. And once you eat it, Tzala Soiva, when you're ready, that you will not ask for more food. It's a dercheretz. Not to eat something after Rabbi Shem's food. This is the pshat. Comes the Chinsoif in a place in his droshes and says, he is much deeper. Means to say, a person who has questions on the Rabbi Sheloilom, he's roiv. He sees Yontov from Pesach, and he asks him questions, and he doesn't want to understand the answer. Toil nicht. He needs to know that every question has an answer. Every chok has a mishpat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give the mishpat. Just wait. Wait, you'll see it. You don't understand now, this second, when you go through this time, which looks for you a chok, but you will understand soon. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want we should eat Korban Pesach when we're hungry. We should be ala soiva. We should not have any question on the hanhoge for Ribono Shel Olam. Therefore, I'm after nachar Pesach afikoyman. The answer for the chok for his question more, Eidus v'achukim v'amishpotim, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned this world in such a way, is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, you shouldn't ask any question. You should know that adorable, every hard moment in the life brings a better moment, and the problems brings the issue, and that's the Yontif and Pesach. When we eat matzah 7 days, we will strengthen our emunah, we'll have the power to live with the emunah in all our limbs, we'll have the power to give over this emunah for our children, and the actual helfen, you should be by us be emes v'idat v'keni Hashem b'zchuso emunah negalu v'seinu v'mitzrayim b'nissen negalu u'b'nissen ha'asid negol, but not stam b'nissen ha'asid negol with emunah ribon shel olam, with believing everything what we don't understand. This is the koch and the zchus b'nissen ha'asid negol b'nissen ha'asid negol.